This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Waiting until after the August recess was not what sponsors of the Ag and Legal Workforce Act were hoping for, but not getting a vote on H.R. 6417 before the break is not a deal breaker. U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says there are a lot of us who were disappointed, but it was necessary.
I've not given up. I'm going to work very hard to get the support from my colleagues so that we can move the Ag Labor Reform Bill. But in the meantime, this is a good step that we can take. It's a small step, but it will have a big impact on a large number of our producers.
Given the new plan of attack, I asked Newhouse if Republicans were optimistic about getting it done.
Those H-2A employees would still have to comply with the rules of the current H-2A program. So they would only be able to be here for under a year, but then they could be readmitted in a new H-2A season.
Newhouse says a lot of people are working very hard to get this done, and this is too important for agriculture to give up the fight.
I would anticipate dairies would be able to stagger their labor force. If they're going to utilize H-2A, they wouldn't have all of the visas expire at the same time, obviously, so that they would be able to have a labor force in place at all times while people are back in their home country for the necessary period of time.
Newhouse says the timeline may have changed, but the goal has not.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.